Voices of the Elephant is proudly sponsored by SiteGround.com, a leader in website hosting and a terrific partner for all your website projects. Their top-notch technologies will make your websites fast and secure.
Welcome to the Voices of the Elephant podcast. Each episode of Voices of the Elephant brings you an interview with a member of the PHP community. From project leaders to user group organizers, we talk to the people that are helping make the PHP community special. Hi, and welcome to another episode of Voices of the Elephant. My name is Cal Evans. I'm your host, and my special guest today is Kathy Forte. Say hi to everybody, Kathy.
Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining.
Now, Kathy, this is your first time here on Voices of the Elephant, so I'm going to ask you to give us your hero backstory. How did you get into programming? And you work a lot with MySQL, and so how did you get into that role?
Okay. That's a good question. So I got into programming not the way that most people do it today, which is taking a CS degree. My first degree was in journalism and mass media communications. And then I got married and I wasn't earning very much money. So my husband at the time said, you need to go back to school and get a career that pays. So I went to Laney College in Oakland, and I thought I wouldn't enjoy it, but I actually did. And my instructor, Mr. Olson, he would put words on the board like, today we're going to cover careers in computers. And he put up the word larceny. So it was very fun. And then even though I love cats, one of the first assignments was something about throwing cats off a balcony and you know how you stop the loop. And it was quite fun. And this was in the days of punch cards. So I decided that I would work out in the computer lab. And I remember once a dog came in and knocked all these cards over and the programs would run. So it was a long time ago. But then I got interested in microcomputers because they had just come out. This was, the early 80s. And so I got a job programming in, I believe it was 6502, no, it was 8080, I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I was working on that. And then I got a job at Atari.
Wow.
And this is in the game day. And at that time, I decided not to do games. So I went into the applications group for the Atari 800. And it was really, really a lot of fun. And since I didn't want to do games, they said, well, why don't you do a database? So I started working on a database and I came up with a really interesting model because you could invent your own, whatever project you wanted. And so I came up with a LightPen doing a hierarchical database. And I did it in a Pascal on an emulator. And then somebody in marketing said, well, Kathy, how would you do names and addresses with this? And I thought, oh, it won't really work. So we ended up trying to do more of a relational model. So that's when I learned about relational databases. And I just taught myself, actually. And this is before SQL was actually a language. So we came up with our own language and so on. So then from then on, I pretty much have been in databases. And I've worked on, I worked a lot on Postgres. The predecessor of Postgres was Ingress. I worked on that. Michael Stonebreaker. And I worked at Lustra, the object-oriented database. And I worked a lot on distributed databases. So it was not the traditional, point of view, the way that people get into computer science, that's for sure. But I really enjoy working in relational databases and programming.
Sounds fascinating. I would have loved to have been there during the Atari years. Now, did you actually get to meet Mr. Bushnell, or were you working in a different area?
No, I started there, I believe, in 79. Yeah, 79 through about 81. Mm-hmm. He was already gone. Warner Brothers had bought it. But I heard a lot of good stories. Like when a product first would come out, he would ride on the assembly, not the assembly line, what do you call it? Conveyor belt. When a product, new product would come out, holding glasses of champagne. And it was fun. It was 1265 Borregas in Sunnyvale. I've worked in Silicon Valley.
Oh,
and there was a hot tub in the building. And it was completely different from the way programming is today. It was, most people made up their own games. Everybody else went into games. And then, this is an interesting little tidbit. Todd Fry, he was programming, I don't know if you've heard of him before. He was programming Pac-Man for the game machine there.
Cool.
And he decided to encrypt the game. Or he said he encrypted it and said, you either give me 1/7 of the amount of money or I won't release the game. So the Atari gave in to him. And suddenly we had a double class system because all of the game programmers became somewhat more wealthy. I mean, Todd became a millionaire overnight. And people like me working on applications, we were driving our, American Fords and Hondas, and everybody else was, driving Porsches and stuff. So, but of course, it all crashed. So it all evens out in the end.
Yeah, I got to see Mr. Bushnell speak a few years ago when I was out in San Francisco, and just fascinating. He's a wonderful speaker. Now it's time for you to be a game changer with the RingCentral Developers Game Changer Program. Grow your skills, help others in the community, and get rewarded with awesome prizes like RingCentral swag, conference tickets, software, iPads, computers, and so much more. Don't just be a developer, be a game changer and join the program today. For more information, visit developers.ringcentral.com. Hey, let's talk a little bit. It's a great story. I very interesting, and I appreciate you sharing that with us. The reason you're on Voices of the Elephant today, because Voices of the Elephant is for PHP, or to introduce the PHP community to new people that are either in the community or adjacent to the community. And since you work with MySQL so much, that's very adjacent to what we do. And you're going to be a speaker at the next DayCamp for Developers, DayCamp for Developers Data, coming up on May 31st, of 2019. So talk to us a little bit about what your talk is going to be about.
Right. So MySQL, my talk is going to be on two parts, really. It's the 8.0, which is our latest release. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not that familiar with it, so I want to bring people up to date with that. And the second part is running MySQL and Docker. So the first part is MySQL. There's been some outside consultants who say that MySQL is now caught up with other databases, and it's a big step from MySQL, because we are actually done. I'll mention just a couple things that I'll talk about. Document store, which is essentially MongoDB inside of our relational model. So you get two databases in one, which is really, I do go to many computer shows, and when I mention to programmers that we have this, they're kind of stunned. So it's essentially the same engine, but you can store documents inside of it. And the nice thing is you can do analytic functions on a document. We added analytic functions within 8.0, so you can do rankings, all kinds of analytics, window functions. But you can do that on collections as well. So it's very cool. And you can use the same MySQL tools that everybody's familiar with Document Store. And that runs inside Docker. We make a Docker version, and then you can bring up, there's something called the MySQL shell, which is a way to manage either SQL or Document Store in JavaScript or Python. So we have a couple big customers, since I work with a lot of customers, converting, they're getting off of Mongo and they're just sticking with MySQL, because you can do both things with one product.
Very cool. That sounds fascinating. Hey, and I did not prepare you for this one, so I'm just going to spring this one on you. Give me one nugget of information that our listeners today can take back to use in their jobs that you're going to cover in your talk.
Okay, so the way you bring up what I just mentioned, the document store, the MySQL shell, which is a tool to look at documents, prototyping. That the way to get to that is not documented. So I'm gonna, in my talk, I'm gonna show you how to do that in Docker so you can make different containers and easily experiment with it. So that's gonna be one of the themes of the talk is, oh, you don't have to download anything really. If you have Docker up and running, you can instantaneously test document store within MySQL with the MySQL shell. And it's not documented, as I mentioned, so it's going to be a good tidbit. When I talked about it at the Sunshine PHB conference, mm-hmm. a woman named Dana was in the audience and picked up my information and then added it to her talk because it's a way of spreading information and helping the community. So,
very cool. That's I believe that's Dana Luther.
Yeah, Dana Luther, right.
Yeah, a friend of mine. Okay, now let's talk a little bit about what you do. I know you work at Oracle. You've got an exciting project you want to talk about?
Yeah, I don't. At the time, I work on a number of ones. And so one of the ones I'm working on is a very big company in Silicon Valley. They have gigantic tables, and they want to know how to shard and get high availability and horizontal scaling. So I'm working on a design with them on how to architect that. And to me, that's really exciting because I think MySQL replication is easy to set up. And we have so many different flavors, I would say. Mm-hmm. So one of the things I'm working with is that maybe this is too nerdy for a podcast, but it's multi-source replication. And I don't know if people are familiar with that, but you can take all your masters and have different databases and all your masters all distributed all over and then come down to one slave that has all the databases on one particular server. So you can then join all that information. So it's very, I'm very excited to be, I'm going to do a presentation on Friday with them. I'm hoping that they like that solution.
I can't wait to hear more about that as y'all start talking about that. I'm lucky in that Dave Stokes is a good friend of mine, and I run into him at conferences all the time. And so he keeps me kind of abreast on most of the stuff that you guys are working on. But I'm really excited for you to be able to share some of this stuff with the rest of the community. And I know you did a great job at Sunshine PHP this year, Sunshine PHP 2019, and I was lucky enough to be there and to see a little bit of your talk. So, I want to thank you for being here with us, taking time out of your busy schedule to talk with us today. And audience, I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us and investing the time to listen to this, and I hope you have found it a worthy investment of your time. And I hope you'll be back next week right here on Voices of the Elephant. Thanks for listening to Voices of the Elephant. Voices of the Elephant is copyright EICC Incorporated and released under a Creative Commons Attribution, No Derivatives, Share and Share Alike license. To nominate someone to be a guest on Voices of the Elephant, visit our website and click on the nominate link. The URL is voicesoftheelephant.com. Elephant is, of course, spelled ELEPHPANT.